What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osmo.com, and I am back with Ben Raza because golf is back. We were doing some PGA DFS contenders at the end of last year. Took a little bit of a hiatus because golf took a bit of a hiatus, but now we are here with our best bets for the Sony Open. So, Ben, are you excited for golf?
I am excited. You know, we got a little warm-up last week, but it was only 42 golfers. We didn't even put out a video. That shows you the level of golf. That was amateur hour. Full field, 144 players to choose from. Excited to dive into it, actually.
You and me both. Guys, don't be afraid to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow us both on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, at JazzRazDFS. Two Z's to start, one Z at the end. Am I getting that correct?
That's right. Lofty reminds everyone. You remind everyone. Much appreciated.
I love it. So I'm going to start this one off giving you my best bet. We're going to alternate. We're going to go through three of our favorite picks for today. And this guy is near and dear to your heart. I'm going with Hideki Matsuyama. You can get him for 23-1 to win the tournament. He was tied for 12th last year. A little bit rough with the putter last week, but hopefully that'll right the ship. He was picking up steam at the end of last season. Tied for second at the Houston Open. Tied for 13th at the Masters. I like the momentum. I hope he's getting back there. And I hope this guy can just pick up a win. What do you think about Decky?
So, I mean, listen, I think everyone will overreact to what we saw last week. He lost 10 strokes putting. If you do that, you're not going to be in contention. And it's been a long drought for Decky. I've backed him a lot over the last 3 years to win, and he has not done that since 2017. But a world-class player, a world-class iron player. My first pick is somewhat similar in that he's got the ball striking and he struggled with the putter, not to that degree, but it's Sungjae Im, who finished much better. He was fifth at the Tournament of Champions last week, but he lost 3.2 strokes putting. He gained 9.5 strokes tee to green. So that just shows you where he's at, coming in hot. And we know Sungjae's just got a well-rounded game, likes Bermuda. He won in Honda at the Honda Classic in Florida. I do think this course fits some of those similarities. So you can get him similar to Decky's odds, looking at Odd Shopper right now, best available around 19-1 for Sungjae. So I think if you're going to take a top end guy, that's where I would look.
All righty. So we've got Decky, Sungjae in for the first two picks. Now I am up again.
Yes.
I'm going to Kevin Na. So I'm not going fully outright. You can get him top 10 plus 550. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Hasn't been great here in the past, and his last top 10 was at the Memorial in July of 2020, so it's been a little bit. But accuracy off the tee at this course is a little bit more important than distance. He was significantly better from an accuracy perspective off the tee last year. This year, he's 15th in driving accuracy, just 18 rounds, but I'm happy to see it at the very least. I think those signs play into him being able to sneak himself into the top 10 for the first time in like 7 or 8 months.
Well, I'll one-up that with my next pick.
Okay.
Because this guy hasn't had a top 10 since March of 2020.
Ooh,
and it's Mark Leishman. Okay. And listen, he comes in 24th last week at the Tournament of Champions. That's an improvement for me. This is someone that lost his form completely in 2020. He flashed at the Masters 13th, but other than that, he did not have a top 25 since March. He had completely lost his form, but listen, the hard restart, long pedigree. We know this is a good player. He's sitting 60-1 in the outright market. And what I like last week, gained 3.8 strokes on the approach, lost 5.1 putting. Obviously, we need the putter to turn around, but I was more concerned that his ball striking had left him during 2020. So if we get that back, Leishman's number is going to drop. He would be 60-1 in much stronger fields than this. So I'm going to try to take advantage of early season Mark Leishman and hope that the form returns before everyone notices.
I love that our second picks are just absolutely like terrible over
issues.
The past year plus. That's fantastic. We're off to a fantastic start. Welcome back, PGA. My final pick for you guys, I'm going with Brian Harman. He is 60-1 to win, plus 250 to just finish in the top 20 if you're a little nervous. Harman's gained strokes in all facets of the game in both 2020 and so far in 2021. That's important to me. I like to see the consistency across all things. He's accurate off the tee. Had a few top 20s at the Sony Open in the past. He was tied for 30th the last time that he played, which was Mayakoba. That's what, like the first week of December, something along those lines. Do you have any thoughts on Brian Harman, my final best bet for this tournament?
So he's a fantastic putter, particularly with Bermuda, and that we've seen time and time again at Sony. Just look at Cam Smith last year, winner, gained 8 strokes putting. You need to putt here. He can do that. The other thing I like that you mentioned, the top 20 with a guy like Brian Harman, he's made 12 of his last 13 cuts. So most likely he's going to find the weekend. Does it mean he's going to win? Probably not, but he should be hovering at least around to keep you interested. And if you're getting plus money on that, it could be a way to say, you know what, maybe the upside is capped, but most likely he's not going to burn you completely.
You made me feel pretty good there. I'm ready to
hear yours. I like what you're doing there. I went for the complete opposite. This guy is a true bomb, and I it feels more boom or bust. He's 125-1 for the outright. He's 10-1 for a top 10.
Okay.
But he's got some talent, and he is a winner on tour. He won at the Wyndham. It's JT Poston. So again, obviously when you're looking at numbers north of 100-1, you're not going to find everything that you want. His recent form is sketchy at best, but I do want to say that he had a stretch in 2020 where he lost in 10 straight events with the irons. And obviously when you're doing that, you're not going to compete. Since then, that was in, you know, during the summer, September to current, he's gained in 5 of his last 6 on the approach. Okay. He's a world-class putter. Again, he's a winner on tour. I think that this could be the time to buy on him. And when you're just talking about players at this range, give me one that can do something at an elite level, and he can putt at an elite level. So of course there's high variance when you're banking on that, but give me the combination of good irons, good putting, and I'll roll the dice with 10-1 just to get in contention. To me, that's a buy spot.
Yeah, if he is able to right the ship with his irons, and it appears that he has, that's going to be a bit undervalued. So I really like that call. And there we are. We are back with our best bets. The contenders are done. We're going to be doing this every week, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But my best bets are in. Ben's best bets are in. Let me know some of your best bets. Let us know in the YouTube comment section if you've got your eye on any particular lines. Keep us posted. We'd love to check it out. Good luck this week in the Sony Open. We will be back again next week for, do you have any idea?
No, but it's something, and we're keeping score this year. So be prepared. I'm going to put a tally on the board and take this early lead.
I think you're crazy. Maybe, look, there's nothing to stop us from both winning. We can get multiple guys in the top 20s. Sure. That's perfect. There you go. Thank you, guys. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again next week.